So welcome to Tuesday's Coco Club, and this is, I think, the last year for a very long time, because next week is Rosh Hashanah, following week it's already Erev Yom Kippur, so it'll take some time until we come back. So I wanted to discuss an issue of Yom Kippur. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to the Coco Club. Here, have a piece of paper, take some cocoa, and let's learn. So again, we're carrying on with Tuesday's Lumdus Light, and I brought again a nice question of the Mishmeres Chaim from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, and he says the following. I'll read it out very, very slowly and explain the question. The Rambam says, "Pesach Rambam, the imiksat rofim omrim shtzich lechol yom kippurim, mishum pikuach nefesh, umisam omrim ein deino, tzarich, deino tzarich, holchim achar harov." The Rambam says, let's say that a sick person comes in front of doctors, and you have there are three doctors. Two doctors say, he's healthy, he shouldn't eat, he's fine, we did a physical test for him, he's 100% okay. But one doctor says, no, he seems to be kind of sick. He should actually eat or drink. Says the Rambam, we go according to the majority of the doctors. And the majority of the doctors say, this person should not drink, should not eat. He's fine. Because of that, he should not eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Okay? That's one halacha. Very good, guys. The second halacha is that there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara of Maseches Yuma says that in cases of pikuach nefesh, we don't go according to the majority. Back in the day, the halacha was that if a person was in danger, a house collapsed on a person, you don't know this person that is under the house, whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish. Do you save him? Do you do Chil Shabbos in order to save this person? So back in the day, they did not save non-Jews. Today, the halacha is they do save non-Jews. Back in the day, they didn't. And you know this is a huge town. The majority of the people of the town are non-Jews. The minority are Jews. The halacha is you don't go according to the majority. And although the majority are non-Jews, you still do Chilul Shabbos in order to save this person who's under the house. And you move around the rocks and stones and everything in order to save this person. Why? Because in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, we do not go according to the majority. So asked Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, if the halacha is then Pikuach Nefesh, we don't go according to the Rav, we don't go according to the majority. So why is it that in the case of doctors, a sick person comes to the doctors, two doctors say he's healthy, he doesn't need to fast, he needs to fast on Yom Kippur, and one doctor says he's not healthy, he might be in sakana, he should drink and eat on Yom Kippur, he should not fast. Wait a second, we go according to the two doctors who say he's healthy. In cases of pikuach nefesh, we do not go according to the majority. So why is it that we listen to the majority of doctors saying that he's healthy? Let's be choishesh, let's be concerned, and listen to the one doctor who says it's a case of pikuach nefesh, and he should eat or drink. Is the question clear? Yeah, again, the halacha is, in case of pikuach nefesh, we don't go according to the majority. It's a huge city. 99% are non-Jews. But still, someone is under the house, you save him on Shabbos with Chilul Shabbos because we don't go according to the majority. In pikuach nefesh, we don't go according to the Rav. But in case of doctors, two doctors says he's healthy, one doctor says he's not healthy, we'll listen to the majority of doctors. Why is that so? Someone has an idea? Reb Aaron, Reb Noach?
In all cases, it's pikuach nefesh. You're saying it's in order to do pikuach nefesh. You go to the point of the road and it's pikuach nefesh, you're going to the, and in the second case, you're going to the math that says pikuach nefesh.
Again, I don't understand.
In the case where you're saving them like, from under the house or whatever, it's still pikuach nefesh. In that case, it's pikuach nefesh. Also, because the doctors, it's pikuach nefesh.
No, so that's the question. So what's the difference? Why in this case we go according to the majority? Why in this case we don't go according to the majority? No? Someone? Anyone? No idea? Not at all. Okay. The first case is that person comes to doctors, do I need to fast on Yom Kippur? Two doctors say, you're healthy, you don't need to fast. Sorry, you need to fast, you don't need to eat or drink. One doctor says, no, I think you're a bit sick, you should actually eat or drink on Yom Kippur. So he goes according to the majority of the doctors that say he's not sick. No pikuach nefesh. But in the second case, that someone is under the house, we say the person, although the majority of people are non-Jews. So what do you think?
Maybe because in the case with the doctors, there's time to change. If he says, I'm really not feeling well, and goes back to the doctors and they realize that he is sick, then they can...
That's a very nice answer. What's your name?
Elon.
Elon, very nice answer. Elon says, tell you what, in the case of the person under the house, you have to save him now. Now that there's a sakana, there's no time to lose, don't wait. Go ahead and save him. In the case of the doctors, you know what the doctor said to him? Listen, you should fast. An hour or two inside the fast, you don't feel well, so in that case... ask us again, we'll tell you. So you actually could, so there's something we should actually wait a bit. I hear a very nice answer. What do you think?
Maybe with the doctors, we're trusting the doctor's opinions. Meanwhile, in the crash, we don't know, but the doctors are somewhat learned in their
study. So you're saying that this is a case that the doctors are much more definite. I think you're saying a similar answer that gives Reb Chaim Picha Scheinberg, and we have to finish in like 2 minutes. Says Reb Chaim Picha Scheinberg, I'll tell you what the difference is. When the case that person's under the house, there is for sure a case of sakana. Someone is in danger. This is for sure a pikuach nefesh situation. The question is, do halachically I need to save this person? Is he a Jew or a non-Jew? But there's for sure a case of danger, for sure a case of sakana. We need to save this person. The question is this halachically a Jew or not a Jew? I don't know. Don't go according to the Rav. But this is for sure considered to be pikuach nefesh. But when doctors discuss among themselves, and the majority of doctors say, this is not a problem, pikuach nefesh, so by definition, this case is not a pikuach nefesh. In the case of the doctors, since the majority of doctors say, this is not dangerous, so in that case, this thing is not pikuach nefesh. But so because of that, we do go according to the Rav. The Rav, the majority, tell us, this is not pikuach nefesh. So that's why we listen to the majority of doctors. But in the case of the person under the house, so there is for sure pikuach nefesh. There's for sure some kind of life threat here. A person here is under the house. He's under the rebel of the house. He's for sure in danger. Question is, do halacha they need to save this particular person in the case of danger? Halacha is, in pikuach nefesh, don't go according to the Rav. So that's why in that case we do save the person. We don't go according to majority because this is for sure pikuach nefesh. In the case of the doctors, this might not be pikuach nefesh. The doctors decided this is not dangerous. Like for instance, let's say COVID. All doctors in the world said COVID is not dangerous. One person says COVID is dangerous. So in that case, it's no longer pikuach nefesh situation, because the majority say this is not pikuach nefesh. However, in the case of the house, this is for sure dangerous. The question is whether halachically do we need to see this person or not. Is this clear? Very good. Have a great day and enjoy the remaining of your cocoa. Have a great year. Ksiva v'chasiva toiva.